Now, would you like to discover how a millionaire can become a billionaire in 6 years or less? In today's episode, Michael Markowski will tell us how to do this. And what's so special about Michael is he's a Wall Street veteran, visionary market analyst, and director of research for SaveChangeWorld.com and Dynasty Wealth, with nearly five decades of experience in financial markets. And he began his career at Merrill Lynch in 1977 and later became an investment banker and underwriter for venture stage IPOs, including a company ultimately acquired by United Healthcare for a gain exceeding 1,700%. Named by Fortune as one of the top 50 investors, Michael is recognized for developing predictive financial algorithms capable of identifying bankruptcies, undervalued companies, and major market collapses and subsequent market crashes. So, my first question is, Michael, you are known for predicting markets going up or down. What's your current outlook and why? And how can millionaires who want to be billionaires in 6 years or less, how can they leverage this information in order to make it work for them?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu, mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Well, first of all, I've researched, I'm a student, a consummate student of the market. I've been since I joined the industry in 1977. Something happened when I was a trainee that I witnessed an extreme event, and thus dedicated my career to investigating extreme events in the past and the present, finding the cause so that I could predict the next event. That being said, I've also done considerable work on secular markets. And I've researched the U.S. market back to 1871, and I found that the market is secular, and that it goes up. For instance, the Dow Jones from 1920 to 2025 in the United States went up 2,193%. However, during that period, if you could live 100 years, you made 2,193%. If you had to get out in between, you had an 89% correction in 1932. You had a 74% correction in 1974. You had another correction in 2020. You had another correction in 2000. Massive corrections in the market. And so the market goes up one direction for 8 to 20 years, stops, and goes down into the other direction for 8 to 20 years, and it's been doing that. So the bottom line is the market is, you have to look at the secularity of the market, and I believe that I'm predicting right now that we've entered into a secular bear where the market is going to go down for the next 10 years. This will prove to be the high this year for the market, and it's going to go down for the next 10 years in a row. Now, what you want to do with that is you want to deploy a defensive strategy, and it's amazing that by deploying a defensive strategy, you can actually become a billionaire, okay, in a down market. If you're a millionaire, you can become a billionaire, okay, from this defensive strategy, because when you get into these type of market conditions, you want to take your money off of the table. You don't want to be in blue chip stocks. You want to get out of blue chip stocks. Cisco was a great example. Cisco was a stock that everybody loved at the high of 2000 before the market crashed. It was the dot-com stock, Cisco Systems, because they had the routers for all of the internet, okay, throughout the world, okay? Everybody in the world had Cisco stock. Well, Cisco stock crashed and has never gotten back to the price it was in 2000. Okay, that's how overvalued it was. So you want to get out of your blue chips, and you want to defend. You want to go into a defensive strategy, and you want to put a small portion of your money into those technologies, those things that are going to save or change the world. is what you want to do. And by doing that, you can actually take and you can you, a very small portion of your money could grow to $1 billion, okay, is what happens. In fact, right now I have a strategy right now where if you follow the strategy, I'm projecting that $500,000 will go to a billion by 2032, is the strategy. But you have to go out and invest in things that are going to, everybody's going to need, that save or change the world. Okay, is that and that's what you need to do.
Thank you. So how do you predict this? Like, how do you know that this is the case? What's the rationale behind it?
Well, the market, the market is not a game. Okay. It's not an art. It's a science.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And history repeats itself. So when, you know, for instance, my research of Enron when it crashed in 2001. Enron was the most infamous bankruptcy in the history of the world, probably. It was the seventh largest U.S. company in the summer of 2001, the biggest energy company in the world, and it crashed in December, 6 months later, and went bankrupt. And at that time, there had 25 Wall Street buy recommendations by the analysts and no sells. No one saw it coming. So I went in and did an autopsy on it to see if I could have predicted it. I found what caused would have told me that it was going to crash. I created an algorithm, which is something to use to predict the next crashes. And lo and behold, 6 years later, all of the brokers, Lehman, Bear Stearns, Merrill Lynch, all of the brokers that crashed and caused the Great Recession in 2008 showed up with the same exact symptoms that Enron had in September of 2007. I put a warning out in a newsstand. You could have bought my magazine. I was a writer for a magazine called Equities Magazine that was available at Barnes & Noble over here, you know, at Heathrow Airport, at the, you know, the newsstand. I mean, it was an equities magazine, it was a magazine. And I said, get out of these stocks. The day of reckoning is going to come. It's going to be epic. It's going to be ugly. And exactly a year later, they all collapsed exactly as I said they would. So it's all in the math. Okay. If you understand the math and that's what I do. That's what I spend. I've spent 50 years. That's what I do. I research the math of the markets.
Thank you. So why did wealth managers and advisors, financial advisors, why didn't they see that coming? The thing that you saw?
Well, the problem is there's conflicts in the industry because the wealth managers have, first of all, they follow the party line, which is if they work for Merrill Lynch, they can only buy and sell things that Merrill Lynch says they can buy and sell. So they can't think for themselves, number one. And number two, they get the most money by keeping the investors in stocks. So if you call your wealth manager, someone out here has a wealth manager, you call your wealth manager and say you want to move out of the stock market and into the bond market and ask them what the fees are going to be for you doing that, they're going to say, well, your fees, you're going to save a lot of money. But you really don't. But then they're going to tell you you don't want to do that because the market is going to go up forever. That's what the wealth manager will tell you, because if you're going to pay less money, why would they tell you to get out of stocks? They're going to make two or three times more by keeping you in the stock market than putting you into bonds and cash.
Thank you. So can you tell us more about this strategy that you have for millionaires to become billionaires in 6 years? The defense growth strategy. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, what you want to do is, and it's available at savechangeworld.com. There's a video about it on the front page of savechangeworld.com, the defensive growth strategy. And what you want to do is you want to take a good portion of your money and put it in safe bonds that can't go bankrupt, like United States government bonds, treasury bonds, UK bonds, probably German bonds. I mean, you know, if you're talking bonds from major countries, okay, you want to put your portfolio in. And then you want to take a portion, put a portion of your money in gold and precious metals, and a portion of your money in hedge funds that trade the market long and short, and a portion of your money in venture capital. And the venture capital portion is invested in companies that have new products that save or change the world. Okay, so to give you an example, Federal Express, which my clients bought in 1978 on the IPO, it was a company that saved and changed the world, because it was the first company that did overnight mail, guaranteed overnight mail. Before Federal Express, all the post offices in the world, they could not guarantee delivery next day for a letter. And this enabled businessmen to basically tell their, you know, to tell their creditors that the check was in the mail when they'd never mailed the check. So it changed commerce forever. Okay, Federal Express changed commerce forever for businesses. But that Federal Express was the only stock that went up in that bear market of 66 to 82. That was where the S&P went down. I believe it was about 50%. During that period from 66 to 82. So, so you want to have a portion of your money in those type of companies, and that's what I'm looking for. The other thing I found is that if you'd put, if you'd put $10,000 in, or actually $6,250 into four stocks, Airbnb, Uber, WhatsApp, and Snapchat, a $25,000 portfolio in their seed rounds, that went to $258 million by 2017 and $410 million by 2024. So the point is, there are opportunities out there. I'm looking for them, and that was because of the transformation that's underway from the industrial to the digital world. You know, Marriott, which is the biggest hotel chain in the world, it's less valuable than Airbnb, even though Airbnb doesn't have a bed or a maitre d', or a hotel. It doesn't have a hotel lobby, doesn't have a hotel room, nothing, but Airbnb is more valuable than Marriott, because it's a company that enables everybody to rent their houses out and all of that stuff via an app, and they just collect the money. So you want to be in those type of businesses, and that's what I'm looking for. That's what I search throughout, and I have four of those type of companies, and I have another three that are coming in. So by putting your money in a portfolio like that, and that's available in Save Change World, you can basically protect the majority of your assets, and yet grow your assets to, you could become really a billion. So if someone had, $5 million and put $500,000 in the strategy, and put the rest of the $4.5 million into bonds and stuff, they would be a billionaire by 2032, and yet still have all their cash sitting on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Are there any particular companies that you've already invested that have turned out to be really great investments for you or your clients?
Well, yeah, the companies are increasing in value. The companies in the portfolio, they steadily are increasing in value. There's one that's called Emotion Track, which reads the emotions of a viewer of a video. It reads the emotions and can determine a person's like or dislike for a product or a movie, for a video, all this stuff. It's changing the whole legal industry, jury trials and all that. It's been growing steadily, and it's performing very, very well. It's one of the four companies in the portfolio. There's another one called Ripples, which is really the next generation. It's the new frontier for AI. It's called spatial intelligence. I believe it's going to become the most valuable company in the world, Ripples, based upon what it has. And the other thing I might want to add while I'm talking about AI is I've researched during January, and this is available. Actually, it's not on. I will put it on Save Change World. I'll get all these on Save Change World. But I did a lot of research in January on past bubbles. You know, I researched the railroad bubble. There was bubbles over time. There was a bubble back in the 17th century with tulips. Okay, with a tulip bubble that crashed, And basically, everybody lost all their money. There was the railroad stocks all crashed, and people got killed. People lost a lot of their money in the late 1800s. There were several crashes in early 1900s. For the first Great Depression in the U.S. was caused by a railroad stock market crash. Okay, and I researched the crash, the dot-com bubble crashes. So I've researched that, and the AI right now, we're in a bubble for AI. And it's going to burst. It has the same characteristics for all those other crashes. And I explain all that in my videos. And I'll make sure they're available on safechangeworld.com before you release this podcast.
Thank you. So how can someone leverage the AI bubble that's coming in order to become billionaires?
Well, I think that if the first thing you would want to do is put your money into a hedge fund, some of your money into a what I call a long short hedge fund, and the hedge fund that makes money by the market going down, a hedge fund manager that with the market going down, and I guide people to those type of investments too. I have a regular show on Saturday morning, 11:30 a.m. every Saturday morning, that talks about what's going on in the market, educating. It's an educational. It's free. It's at savechangeworld.com. You can go sign up for it. You can go every Saturday. And I really highly recommend that people take control and learn about their portfolio and all the options, because their wealth manager, for most cases, is not going to do it because they do not allow him to make those type of investments. And he's conflicted because he wants to make sure he keeps his maximum fee, he or she.
Thank you. Why do most millionaires don't become billionaires? What's the biggest mistakes they do?
I think the biggest mistake they do is they basically believe that, they believe that once you become a millionaire, you can just turn your money over to somebody to manage your money, and it's going to grow on its own to a billion. It's not going to happen. Okay, you need to be out there looking for those opportunities that got you successful to become a millionaire. Okay, is what you need to do. You need to continue looking. So people give up. They give up. They do the right thing to become a millionaire. Then they stop doing that. Once they become a millionaire, they've arrived, and then they stop doing it, and that's why they don't grow.
For those millionaires that are millionaires from property or AI or coaching, what would you say to them if they want to become billionaires and perhaps they don't have the kind of training they require in order to do what you said? What kind of training would they need to get?
I think the training would be I've got 50 years. I'm in my 50th year in the market. I was a former underwriter of venture stage IPOs on Wall Street for 8 years. I literally worked at either 44 or 110 Wall for 8 years on Wall Street. And I'm happy every Saturday morning. I go over I have my sessions. They're recorded. So people can go in, and you would become very educated as an investor if you went in and just followed what I do on Saturday mornings. I'm here to teach. In fact, a friend of mine in the UAE in Dubai calls me the professor, has nicknamed me the professor. So that's when my goal is to become a professor and teach at a college, which is probably going to happen pretty soon. It's all free. So they just need to become aware and become proactive in what's going on with their investments is what they need to do.
Thank you. How can an investor choose the right strategy that works for them, considering there could be a lot of conflicting information, some of it from their wealth manager, some of it from you, some of it from other people that they may look at? How can they choose the right advisor that works for them so that they choose the best option for their situation?
Well, remember, again, the advisor has a conflict, okay? Because the advisor makes more money by them being in the market, in the stock market, than in cash or the stock market. So what they need to do is they need to be active, proactive, and they just need to understand there's a conflict of interest with the advisors, with their wealth managers, and have the discipline to say, hey, instead of giving the wealth manager 100% of your money, give them half of your money, okay, and put the rest in the bank or into bonds or whatever. I'm saying that the defensive growth strategy that I'm recommending, everybody who's nearing retirement should be following that strategy to some degree. You should have the discipline to put 20, 30%, 40% of your money into bonds that are going to be paid off. Government bonds, whether it be in Germany, whether it be in, you know, Japan, whether it be in the United States, wherever it is that you live, you should be putting your money, have a portion of your money and have the fiscal discipline. And don't let anyone, your wife, your husband, say, hey, we're not getting the kind of returns we should be getting on these bonds. We should have our money in the stock market because I read in the paper every day the S&P is going up 10% a year. Why are we sitting in bonds? No, they have to have fiscal, they have to have discipline. They have to, because if you have discipline, when everything falls apart, you're going to have the cash to basically take advantage of the of unreal, I mean, surreal opportunities to buy things cheap. You know, that's really what they need to do.
Thank you. How can investors figure out the right companies that will change the world and will last as well? Because there's a lot of companies that could potentially change the world, but they collapse because of lack of cash and other situations. How can they choose the ones that will actually last for a long time and will bring them returns in the long run? And where do they go to even find these kind of companies?
Well, I'm saying to you the one thing that this is a very good question you asked. And so the company that I found at Dynasty Wealth, where I'm a venture capitalist, I'm an experienced venture capitalist. I would not invest in an early stage company, okay, unless I knew that there is a venture capitalist involved in the deal, okay, who's basically guiding the company. Because the biggest risk that an investor has by just going out and buying something that they, you know, investing into some private company is the dilution. The CEO may decide to dilute the company, doesn't understand the market. Dilution is the biggest risk for any investor. So we manage that, but so do venture capitalists. If you have a name brand venture capitalist involved. So you know, and the venture capitalists, pretty much the companies will disclose when they're raising capital. So I would not just go buy anything and get some experience before you make any investments. Right. You want to know there's somebody that has experience that is on the team, and that's a venture capitalist or somebody like myself, etc.
Thank you. So where would an investor go to find these kind of world saving companies?
Well, right now, we have them on, you know, Save Change World. We have them on Save Change World that you can find them on there that we have. We're going to have more on there. There's networking things going on all the cities about new startups, all this stuff. You can go find them there. But, you know, you brought up something very important, and I think I'm going to integrate that into my website. Is I'm going to enable the everyone to go in, if they find something, and put it in there, and we will basically take a look at it. And I think we're going to add that in because you asked a very important question, and they do need someone to look at it and opine on just basically on the business model. I mean, what type of business is it? I mean, I had somebody who recently told me about they were going to farm oysters in Long Island Sound, and that was they were looking for investment capital. That I would not invest in something like that. That is not something that's going to save or change the world. That's just something that is going to, you know, basically it's not a project. It's not like Airbnb or Uber. Uber enables, Uber does two things. Uber changed the world because it allows anybody part-time to go home, use their car to make money in the evenings to make money. It enables people to get a better transportation than what the taxi cabs, okay, we're giving, better transportation. So, you know, a good example, Uber is a good example of that. Airbnb is another good example of that. So, you know, it's logic, okay? You know, the other thing is logic. So if someone says, hey, you know, I'm interested, you know, I'm putting Dairy Queens in the desert. You know, I have a Dairy Queen chain. I'm going to have it, you know, throughout the state of Nevada, and we're going to have Dairy Queens everywhere. Hey, what should that tell you, Lily? That should tell you, you know, ice cream and the desert. No, you know, it's not going to work. Hey, I'm going to pass on it. I mean, there's some human logic that can be used.
Thank you. Do billionaires get lucky with timing, or do they position themselves before cycles turn?
I think that the savvy, and there's a percentage of all millionaires and billionaires are savvy, position themselves and are into a defensive posture when it seems like everything is going great and everybody says it's going higher, higher, higher. I do believe there's a percentage of them that say, you know what, I'm not, you know, because let's face it, most millionaires are people that basically went out and did things that people said they, you know, they're their own thinkers, okay? Most of them, they're their own thinkers. They went out, came out with a business idea to make a million. They bought a piece of property that probably everybody told them they shouldn't have bought. So, you know, I think the bottom line is they can, you know, they're perfectly equipped, but they need to do the thinking on their own. They don't need to be advised by someone who's a wealth manager. That's my advice.
Thank you. Historically, do most new billionaires get created in bull markets, bear markets, or right after crashes?
I think that most billionaires become billionaires in bull markets, and the economy is doing great. Okay, most of them do in bull markets, which is synonymous with you know, good economies. So it's not really, that's really what happens. And that's my answer on that.
Thank you. What signals do you personally watch to spot massive upside or incoming danger?
Well, I'm looking at investor sentiment. I follow consumer sentiment. Right now the consumer staple stocks, okay, are outperforming the S&P 500 substantially in the rest of the world markets, that group. So that's like Ivory Soap, Nabisco crackers, Oreo cookies, those type of stocks are outperforming. Over the last 25 years, there's been three times that those stocks have outperformed the S&P 500. And in three prior times, the S&P 500 declined by double digits after that happened. So this is happening again right now. So that's a signal, you know, that, you know, because so what's going on is portfolio managers are saying, hey, you know, this is everything's overvalued. What is it that people are going to need? What stocks are everybody? You're going to need to eat. Everybody's going to need to eat. So there's one thing that doesn't change with the economy is the consumption of food and durables, you know, soap bars, all that stuff. So that's what's moving. That's what's outperforming the market right now. And that's a sign.
Thank you. In your experience, what vehicles create billionaires fastest? Public markets, private equity, real estate, or building companies?
I would say it's been building companies has been number one. But because of the transformation from the public to the private markets due to regulatory changes by the SEC, I believe that billionaires, the second best way for billionaires to become billionaires is going to be through the private markets, even over real estate. Okay, so number one would be they built their own company that changed or saved the world. Number two, they were able to invest in a company that saved or changed the world in the early stages when it was private. And number three would be real estate.
Thank you. How do billionaires think about risk differently than millionaires?
How do they think about what?
About risk.
Differently. I think that they think differently in that they understand that they see the rewards. Okay. They measure risk versus reward. Where a millionaire, somebody who becomes a millionaire, they're proud of that, and they basically, and then they become too cautious. A millionaire has a tendency of becoming too cautious because he has something to protect. A billionaire is somebody who looks at this is a great opportunity. I have to put a little money in this over here. They'll take more risk. It's a millionaire who takes more risk, okay, becomes a billionaire.
Thank you. What's a contrarian belief you hold about markets that most investors get wrong?
The contrarian belief I hold about markets is that it's very simple that most investors believe that when everyone is saying, when the news is always about the market going up, that the market's going to continue going up. What I say is, when I see the news is all dominated with the market headlines about the market going up, the market's going down. Okay. They're listening too much to media. And that's the problem.
How do you personally avoid emotional decision making when markets swing hard?
Because I look at the direct math, I can tell you how much is overvalued. Tesla right now is probably one of the most overvalued stocks in the whole entire world. Okay. And its PE ratios are high, multiples higher than the rest of the other big stocks like that. So I'm looking at the math. I'm always looking at the math, on when to get in and when to get out.
Is it a good idea still to also invest in companies that change the world that have already become very popular, like Tesla and Uber and other companies like that?
Well, I think you want to find that. Ideally, you want to find private companies, okay, that are not yet public, that are growing, that have new products, new technology that can save, change world. You want private companies, because what happens is the public, like right now, they're talking about SpaceX, okay, that it's going to do an IPO at a $1 trillion valuation. And I see things in the media about you should put your money in Tesla and in SpaceX at a $1 trillion valuation. You're not going to make any money. There's no upside. It's already at a $1 trillion valuation. I found in my research that there's a direct relationship between the multiple sales increase for a company over time and the share price over time. So if a company increases its sales by 100 times over 10 years, that stock price is probably going up 50 to 100 times. If it increases it, with that alone, you have a situation where you want to get involved in the early stages, which is when the company's still private. And there's a lot more private companies today with opportunities than any time in my career. Okay. There's plenty of private company opportunities out there. There's angel groups that you can get involved in. You can become just go angel group, put angel group in your local city, and you're probably going to find angel groups that you can you'll learn from other investors. You go to meetings, you go to networking events with them, and you just become understanding. I can't reiterate enough that a millionaire should be out there, should be actively thinking about their investments and what's going on and the opportunities out there. They should not just rely on their wealth manager to guide them.
Thank you. What would you say led to the overvaluation of the Tesla stock, for example? And can any company leverage that to make the stock they invest in become overvalued, and so they can actually profit from?
Well, Again, I went to an event, Ironman event or something, and they, in the audience, they came out and said, listen, what you need to do is you need to, you know, you need to be putting your, take your money out of real estate and put your money into those, into the companies that provide you, you know, with the goods and services that you, you're, as a consumer, like Tesla. So what happened is everybody sees Tesla, and it's almost like, you know, it's almost like buy USA or something. It's, that's why it becomes so overvalued, is because people are driving around in Tesla cars and they're thinking, well, gosh, this is the best thing. But they don't realize that the automobile industry is one of the most volatile industries in the history of the world to invest in. And I believe that Tesla, people will lose. If people buy Tesla or hold Tesla, will go down 60, 70, 80%. It will lead the market lower, is what's going to happen.
Thank you. But what I'm saying is there any way to learn from what Tesla stock did in order to do the same thing with your stock, the stock that, let's say, you own or you're a founder of, to make it be so overvalued so you can profit from that? Is there any way to learn from what they did to kind of make...
Well, this, for, first of all, a founder of a business generally doesn't think like this. They don't wake up in the morning and say, you know, what can I do to get everybody to buy my stock? I don't think they don't think like that. I mean, even Elon Musk doesn't even think like that. He basically, I mean, he put it out there and that's, you know, I don't see him thinking so. Yeah, I don't see that as a, and there's nothing you can do. You'd have to get your product into the marketplace and into everybody's hands. And that's what makes a stock go up. If you have a new lipstick that cures cancer, okay, and you start selling that lipstick and everybody in the world buys that lipstick, I guarantee you, the company's going to become one of the most valuable companies in the world.
Thank you. What's the most expensive psychological mistake you've seen wealthy people make?
What's the most the psychological mistake?
Yeah.
I think it's assuming that's on both sides. It's, well, let's call them wealthy people because when the market's at the bottom, a lot of the wealthy people no longer have the wealth. So the belief is that the market always goes up in time. I mean, Warren Buffett said the four most dangerous words that an investor can hear and believe is, this time it's different, okay? John Templeton said the same thing, and they were both students of Benjamin Graham at Columbia University, who is really the textbook analyst for the financial securities industry. But this time is different, and that's what I'm hearing now. So that's absolutely the worst thing that an investor can believe, is that this time is different.
Thank you. What's one strategic move that could 10x a millionaire's trajectory if timed right?
Well, I'm saying to you, if you find a company that can save or change the world, okay, by intermingling, you know, in your town, going to events, whatever the case is, and invest in that small amount of money, that's the one. That's really the fastest path to from a million to a billion. Is basically, that's the fastest path. Getting involved in a private company that
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs and investors can connect with you.
Well, they can go to savechangeworld.com, savechangeworld.com. And there is a sign up on the front page of how they can come into the Saturday morning Markowski on the market sessions. They can come in every Saturday morning into those sessions. And those sessions are recorded and available at Save Change World. So you don't have to be there at 11:30 a.m. You can miss it and still pick up on what we talked about at that day. And you will become a better investor if you listen to those videos or come attend my sessions, which are anywhere between 30 minutes and 45 minutes, probably long, 30 to 45 minutes, maybe sometimes an hour. But we go over what's going on in the markets, and you will become a savvy investor. You will know more probably than your wealth manager within a year or two about what's going on in the markets.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.